step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Now you see me standing in the lights, but you never saw my sacrifice, or all the nights I had to struggle to survive. Had to lose it all to win the fight. I had to fall so many times. Oh, now I'm the last one standing.
Welcome back to the Fan Cave. I am Tony Comets alongside me, John Cronenberg. We're talking college football for an hour here on the Denver airwaves. No Broncos, none of the time. It's okay.
It's fine.
It's fine.
We have plenty of options on Mile High Sports. You can get it plenty of times.
Exactly.
And I'm offended you just brought up the name Broncos. You said it. I'm offended.
Boise State.
Boise State.
Hey, talking college football. Great segment. The last segment one. Segment two with Adam Munstertiger from Buff Stampede. And breaking down along with Brent Brigerman from the Colorado Denver Gazette Air Force, covering all things Air Force. Now we move north. Now we're going north. And I love this. I'm so excited for this interview because I was telling you off air. Got the idea, you know, being a UCF fan and what Gus Malzahn's doing over there in Orlando, and his wife is running a podcast on what it's like to be a coach's wife. So that got me thinking. I'm like, well, I want to know what Kim Norvell thinks about Fort Collins, about the move, about CSU coming from Nevada over to Northern Colorado. Kim Norvell, wife of head coach of the CSU Rams, your CSU Rams. Jay Norvell is joining us. Kim, thank you so much for jumping on air with us.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for having me. I was really excited when you sent me a message, so I'm glad to be here today.
Absolutely. So talk to us, the listeners, CSU listeners, the Rams fans, college football fans in general, a little bit about Coach Jay and yourself. How's the move been over here? You know, Fort Collins, how's everything treating you and the adjustment from you know, one university to another?
It's been really good here. The people in Fort Collins are exactly as I heard about them. They're all very friendly. They've been really nice to both of us. They've had very warm welcomes. And like I went to the radio show the other night and the whole room was just filled with love. I was like giddy because I was so happy to have all these friendly faces that were so encouraging and loving to me. And Jay, of course. And so it's been really great, and it's a blessing to be here. And the move was great. We found a great place to live, and I have a big house enough to have the players over and the staff, so that's good too, because we love our players, and they've been so good to me also. After the game at Michigan, I stood outside of the locker room and tried to hug everyone as they walked out of the room, because Jay and I were both really proud of them because they did a good job. I mean, we got our butts kicked, but the kids never quit. They worked together as units, and I'm so proud of them, and they're really great kids. And so all of it has been all good. The players, the people in the community, the fans, everything has been so good here.
How is Coach after a game like that? Because you're right. Listen, it's a tough game, but I tell you what, I took away more positives watching that game that the score showed. And we know it's going to be a process, right? Getting the new offense instilled. You've got a lot of new players, 60 new players on that CSU football team. What is that? You know, what does Mrs. Norvell and Coach talk about kind of after that game? How does that conversation sound?
I'm usually just quiet and let him talk when he wants to talk. And when he says something, I try to keep my opinions to myself.
Okay.
Because what do I know? I'm just a wife. And so I just stay quiet. And I encourage him and, you know, respond back with encouragement because, you know, this has been a long ride for him to get to where we are now, and he deserves it. And so I will always encourage him whenever, whatever happens. And whether we lose or win, whatever, I'm always going to be in his corner, always. And so, and he appreciates that very much. He knows how much I've been through, too, to get here. And so he respects that for me. And it's all good here. I mean, he's good after the game. I think he talks with players in a good way. I wasn't in the locker room, but I have heard that he was encouraging. And, you know, that's why teams love him. Every time we've gone into school, his players love him because he's just always real, authentic. He shows love to them, whether we win or lose. And, you know, sometimes you got to get in somebody's behind, and they respect that because it's just because he cares so much and wants them to be great on and off the field. But that's all he works for, is for the kids, for their futures right now and what they're going to be after they get out of school.
Hey, Ms. Norvell. John Cronenberg here. Just wondering a little bit. Obviously, a lot of players followed Coach Norvell from Nevada to CSU. It seems so that really speaks on the what you were talking about, him being a player's coach. What do you think about just in general leaving Nevada and kind of the impact Nevada had on you as you were coming into CSU and kind of getting ready for the transition?
Well, to be honest with you, it kind of hurt my feelings. My friends in Nevada still are my friends, and I learned the hard truth about friendship. And sometimes people just don't like you no matter what you do. And so that's just the way life is. And so haters gonna hate. And so, but my real friends are still my friends. And so I was a little nervous coming here because I didn't know what to expect. And so that was kind of hard for me just because I take everything personally. I'm too sensitive for this job. And so, but it's all good. And, you know, I'm going back to Nevada for that game. And the players that I texted a lot of players when we left. And so the players that I texted were all good from Nevada. They were very encouraging. They understood what was going on. And I'm still their friend, and they still love me, and I still love them. And I'm always going to love them. And they'll always love Jay because of that fact that he's always real and authentic and told them what was happening. And they most of them got it. And so, and once it didn't, you know, I feel bad for them, but they will someday. And so, but like I said, it was just a real good transition for us. And I'm kind of over it now with the hurt feelings, I mean. And so it's good. It's hard, but it's not always so fun.
Now, you know what? And it's something that you kind of, I guess it kind of comes with the territory. And that's, exactly. You know, why we wanted to get your perspective on, you know, the coach's wife and being, you know, Mrs. Jay Norvell, being Kim Norvell and being married to not only the man, but the program. And, yes. You know, those things can change, as you've seen. And fortunately, you know, it's changing for the better. Coach Norvell has got a great culture established, not only that he was able to do at Nevada, but bringing that culture to a region, really, in Northern Colorado and Fort Collins and CSU, that there was a lot of fan apathy. And now John and I have talked about this, Kim, over the last 3-4 weeks doing our college football show, that it feels like Coach Norvell has been able to inject a really huge shot of adrenaline into Fort Collins and into the alumni base. What Jay Parker was able to bring in with him is just fantastic. Can you do me a favor? Can you tell us, is there a fun story you can tell us about Coach Norvell that maybe some fans don't know a little bit about him? Maybe a little something, you know, we don't want to peel back too much onion, but maybe just a little bit.
So I already told this. I gave this one away, so it's not new. But every night we have Snickers blizzards because we both need it the other day. We both need sugar and something that makes us feel good. And so I go to Dairy Queen every night for a Snickers blizzard for us. And the one time, I don't know if you remember this, but it was national news. They quit making Snickers blizzards at DQ. And that's the only time I've ever seen him actually angry at a person. When we were in Texas, and we stopped after we moved from Texas to Arizona, we were had one last weekend, and we went to the Dairy Queen by our house in Austin, and they didn't have Snickers Blizzards. And he looked at the lady like, what? I always get a Snickers Blizzard. And they're like, no, we stopped making them now. And I thought he was going to have an absolute meltdown in Dairy Queen. But now it's back, and so all is well here.
That's, to me, that sounds like a coaching NIL opportunity up in Fort Collins for Dairy Queen. You know, that just, maybe for you, Kim. I mean, that should be, you need to be the spokesperson up there for that. That it's just a match made in heaven. And you know, well, I appreciate you sharing that and giving us some of that insight. Coach's mood today, the game before a game day, what does that look like and sound like?
Well, last week was different than this time because we're home and it's not Michigan. So I don't have to fly and worry about all that stuff. But always I tell people I'm very superstitious. And so what worked and we win, I will always do that thing. And so what doesn't work for me, I will never do that again. And so I don't, like, I ride my Peloton a lot because we were winning in Nevada. And so I, for two seasons, all I did is run the Peloton. And so this year I'm starting it back again after getting COVID. And so so I also don't talk to people before the game. So I'm going to try to make a new routine, and I'm not going to be so nervous. Well, I'll still be nervous. I'm just going to talk to people.
Yeah.
That's like my new thing. I'm going to try to be social and go to a tailgate. And I've never tailgated, so that this will be new for me.
Oh, yeah. You got to do that.
Wait,
yeah.
Kim, you've never tailgated?
No.
This is something you have. This is something that you have to experience. I'm so glad you opened this can of worms up, because the tailgates up in Fort Collins are fantastic. I mean, it's so cool. You get to meet so many different people, so many different experiences. I mean, I am now. I may go to Fort Collins tomorrow to just try to see if I can catch you, because this sounds like we have to experience this together, Kim.
Well, thank you. It's funny because 2 days ago, I said today, you know, it's okay for me to have fun. And he goes, duh, of course it is. But I always was like so nervous every single football season, especially now since it's a head coach. I get so nervous. I just can't stand it. And so when I get nervous, I just can't talk. And so I don't want to say the wrong thing or put my foot in my mouth, which I always do anyway. So I just don't do that. But you know, it's life, and we're going to go on with whether we win or lose, and I have to start actually embracing that and just enjoying myself. And so that's why I'm trying to have a whole new thing this season.
Have fun, Kim. Have fun. That's what it's all about. You are Kim Norvell. You know, Coach is your husband. You're not his wife. So,
right.
You know,
you.
Go have fun. Enjoy it. You know, don't talk football. Answer questions like, is Coach Jay Norvell a boxer or a briefs guy? Is that, I can't let you go without asking that. I hope I didn't overstep boundaries, but the world wants to know.
He used to be a boxer's guy, but lately he's been a briefcase.
Okay, so both. There you go. Kim Norvell. I say Jay Norvell is a husband to Kim Norvell, who we just got to share 15 minutes with. Kim, thank you so much. You're super kind.
You.
I appreciate you sharing the stories there and the insight. Being a head college head football's wife is a coach's wife is it. That's a job in itself, full time. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All righty. Take care. Well, good luck tomorrow against Middle Tennessee State up there in Fort Collins. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to preview this week's biggest matchups, talk about some picks. We're going to get into all of that. John Cronenberg, I'm Tony Comas. Andrew Demmer behind the glass. It is the College Football Edition right here, Fan Cave, presented by Drives at Mile High on 98.1, 107.5 HD3, Mile High Sports. Now and then, as long as you'll be.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.